Welcome to the Grunt Free Press Podcast. This is episode 61. I will be your host for the evening. Absolute Deicide is my name that I go by. You don't need to know my real name. Believe me, you don't want to know. I don't want to know who I am in real life. It'd frighten you, and you'd have to just fucking, I don't know, hide your kids, hide your wife, lock up your back door, run for your life. It's Absolute Deicide. So, we're just going to continue on with the usual garbage, continue on with, this is like episode 60 part two, where it's like fucking, I don't know, I mean, if you want to go back, listen to that, last terrible episode, so you don't miss any of the, plot points and, story threads. I've just been doing a lot of cleanup, game cleanup, general dicking around, hopping back between different games, just waiting for the flood of shit to come in the next couple weeks, waiting for the October, November flood of shit, to wash over me, or I die, one or the other, I don't know. So let's just jump right in. Gruntfreepress.com is the website. Go there for reviews and, I don't know, just random crap. I'm going to do the usual. I'm trying to get through this bullshit, fucking random garbage as quick as possible so I can go play some more ReCore, which came out 2 hours ago. And thankfully, I mean, I believe it's the first one of the Xbox/PC buy once, play anywhere, whatever the fuck they're calling it. If you buy it on PC or Xbox, you get it on both, and I can confirm that works. I mean, I fucking loaded it up on PC, and plus it unlocked right at midnight too, which was good. Usually, for whatever reason, old fucking the older fucking Windows stores games are bullshit about fucking, oh, it's gonna unlock on this day. You'd wait and it'd be like whatever. And, you know, I'm up at midnight. I'm always up, and it's fucking like, oh, not there. You fucking check back, and it'd be like hours and hours later. But ReCore was up right at midnight, so I get to play about an hour and a half of it before I hopped on. I can give some general. I mean, I can't really say too much. I haven't played obviously that much, but early impressions. I thought it was pretty good. I mean, just from what I played, it's pretty much just tutorial shit. Obviously, the first hour and a half, whatever, ran decently on my fucking PC, even though it says I'm not able to run it for whatever reason. It's fucking, it's like, I don't know, my VRAM. I don't have enough VRAM. I don't know. Check your VRAM, kids. Yeah, it ran fine. I was fucking running on like high and shit and fucking whatever. I can dick around with the frame rate, 30, 60, whatever. Set it to fucking unlimited. It's fucking fine. Runs real well. The only issue I had was I'm trying to stream it, and for whatever reason, I don't know if it's all Windows Store games or fucking whatever, just ReCore, but you know, I'm using OBS to fucking stream it, and it doesn't come up as like a game. Like, you can't do like game capture. Like, it's not even there, like, at all. Like, fuck, it shows like nothing. Like, usually it'll be like some bullshit. Like, if you run something off of Steam, it'll be like whatever, Steam, and fucking, you know, is running, this is running, and fucking, I'm running ReCore. It's like fucking, like, nothing's there at all. Like, I can fucking alt tab out and it's fine, but I said to do like a monitor capture for that, and that worked fine. But that's just weird thing, but fucking, whatever. Game runs pretty well, looks pretty good. Yeah, again, quick impressions of me just shutting the game off like 10 minutes ago. I mean, yeah, it's like a, I've said before, it's kind of lamenting the death of, like, B-tier games, you know, like, it's either, seems to be AAA blockbuster fucking games, or they're, you know, these fucking low-budget indie games that they're, now they've gotten the habit of, like, oh, well, you know, well, we're the new B-tier or whatever, they charge, like, well, say $60 in the case of fucking No Man's Sky. But I mean, like, you know, a lot of those fucking, like, I've gone on this before. I won't go too much into it, but you know, a lot of these fucking indie games are just like, ah, this would be like a whatever, a free fucking flash game or something, or you know, it'd be like whatever, $10 or something like that, but at the most, or like whatever, $5 on fucking, you know, Xbox Live Arcade or fucking PSN or something. But yeah, you know, they get in this habit where it's like, oh, I don't know, it's fucking this fucking 2D indie fucking platformer that, you know, three guys made and whatever, fucking, you know, an hour long. Ah, it's fucking $40 and you know, some shit. And yeah, ReCore is like a legit, like I said, it's fucking like B tier. Just like, yeah, it's a step below. You know what I mean? It's not like fucking, again, it's not like you don't play it and you know. You play it, you're not fucking blown away, but like, wow, these fucking graphics are great. Like, whatever. I mean, it looks pretty good, but it's the way it fucking plays and shit, and the way it looks. It's like, ah, you know, it's fucking obviously not like huge fucking amount of resources went into it. Besides, like, you know, it plays fine and shit. It's just level design fucking seems pretty good so far. And yeah, it's like $40. Like, that's a fucking, like, seems about the right price. You know what I mean? Right price, fucking good. Decent gameplay so far. I mean, as went there again, the tutorial and like fucking like the first like dungeon or whatever, they literally call them like dungeons of just like fucking like, oh, you go into this closed off spot, you know what I mean? Fucking just like a cave. This case was like a cave or whatever. It's fucking like, you know, it was all this fucking hidden shit. And you know, it reminds me of a fucking like Zelda dungeon, you know? It's, even you fucking like, finding these treasure chests and does like the whole like fucking doesn't do the fucking whatever, doesn't do like the Zelda fucking thing. But I mean, the camera fucking zooms in, you fucking hold up whatever you found. So sometimes, but right, you know, and again, just fucking solving puzzles and shit. And, yeah, that reminded me of fucking Zelda and reminds me a little bit of, Mega Man, obviously. You get fucking, it's the dude who made fucking, Mega Man in Inafune, I think. Yeah, like, whatever. It's just, you know, there's a 3D platformer, pretty much, you know. But you're, you know, you got, like, the Mega Man X shit. Like, you can dash, you can double jump and dash, and, you know, certain, like, platforms you to get to, or you're, you know, dashing off the side, holding the fucking dash button, then you're double jumping, fucking dashing and shit, and fucking, yeah. So, like, movement and shit. Even, like, combat's like reminds me of Mega Man Legend a little bit, where it's just 3D fucking like lock on, but it's obviously a fuck of a lot better than fucking Mega Man Legend. I never played that, but I watched fucking replay of it. Seemed like garbage. Yeah, I mean, early impressions of ReCore, very, very early, is fucking, that's pretty cool. I mean, I was fucking like, wasn't expecting too much of it, but I was fucking playing. I'm like, yeah, this is cool. I can fucking get into this. Like, whatever. Seems all right. Well, I was fucking just kind of, like, confused. Just fucking, like, eyes glazing over. It's, like, a lot of shit of just, like, fucking, like, oh, all these fucking upgrades and this and that and fucking collecting a million things and fucking currencies and combining them and crafting and shit. I'm just fucking, like, eyes glazing over. Just fucking, like, I hope I figure this out later because I don't feel like dicking with this right now. But anyway, that's that. More importantly, I think what everybody comes to the Grunt Free Press for is, what's up with the fucking transvestite at Cumberland Farms, the convenience store? You know, Cumberland Farms, if you're not from, you know, if you're not a local, you're not a Grunt Free local, it's, you know, pretty popular chain of, convenience stores, around here. It's like a 7-Eleven or something. I think it's fucking like a Northeast, might be like fucking Northeast thing, Northeast U.S. thing. Yeah, so I got one like right down the street from me. I go in there fucking a lot. So my usual is fucking, you know, again, like literally like fucking I can walk there in like fucking 5 minutes. Yeah, I go in there, you know, some mornings and shit, and there's this dude fucking there. He's, you know, wearing a dress. He's got fucking fishnets and fucking makeup on and shit. And just, but he just looks like, yeah, it's not like fucking like, it's not like even trying to really look like a female. I don't know. Is that even a transvestite? I don't even know the fucking lingo, but pretty sure it is. Pretty sure that's what a tranny is, transvestite. But, yeah, so this dude will fucking, yeah, he's just there in a fucking dress and, yeah, he'll just be sitting at a fucking table drinking coffee and just fucking staring at people, or he's either doing that or he's fucking, loitering outside, fucking smoking a cigarette and fucking, you know, staring at people and fucking, I gotta put in the fucking, the disclaimer here, the fucking, you know, the truth, and it is the fucking truth. Like, I don't really give a fuck. This, you know, the dude fucking likes to dress in fucking women's clothes. Like, what the fuck ever. I don't fucking care. You know, do what you want. Fucking, you can fucking get naked and fucking shove bananas up his ass for all I give a shit in front of everybody and fucking, you know, come in his fucking own mouth. Like, I don't really give a shit. But it's fucking, you know, it's just fucking, it's not that kind of place that's fucking Cumberland Farms here. And, you know, I'm not even being like weird like that. Just fucking, it's just not like a hangout and fucking drink coffee type place. And, you know, it's not a fucking place you go to fucking sit there and people watch and shit. And, you know, it's just a busy ass fucking convenience store. It's like right off the highway. You know, people are getting fucking gas and cigarettes and fucking, you know, terrible food, getting out as fast as fucking possible so they can go to work or whatever. And, you know, or in my case, of a lot of the time I go there, I'm fucking just going in there to, I'm on my way fucking home from work. You know, I'm fucking, you know, I just fucking go in there. I'm gonna fucking stop in there, fucking flirt with the, cute little blonde Clark there, fucking get my pizza that I'm gonna fucking shove in my face and shit out immediately after I eat it, and that's it, and go home, you know? It's not fucking like, oh, hang out, place to chill and fucking hang out. Not that place, not that kind of place. And, you know, again, nobody else is fucking hanging off there, staring at customers. I mean, like, there's a Dunkin' Donuts, like 20 feet away if you wanted to do that. I mean, you know, if you're just fucking like, oh, I'm just going to fucking whatever, sit here and read the paper and fucking drink coffee, like whatever. Go to a fucking coffee shop and do that. You know, and you're in a fucking, again, busy ass fucking convenience store. People are trying to do their shit and get on with their fucking day. You know, just why are you fucking just sitting there in this fucking chair, you know, blocking my fucking cinnamon rolls to your fucking hairy legs and shit and your fucking high heels? And hey, again, nothing to do with that. He's a fucking transvestite. Just fucking, you know, I don't see any fucking women there. I don't, you know, straight fucking women. I don't see any fucking gay dudes there. I don't see any, you know what I mean? And I don't see any fucking straight men fucking there fucking doing, you know, just sitting there fucking staring at people and fucking, you know what I mean? So why does the fucking tranny feel the need to fucking be a fucking attention whore? And don't care that you're fucking wearing a dress. Don't send fucking any letters to me. Fucking, oh, you fucking, I don't know what the fuck that would be. But, yeah, I don't give a shit. I just care that you're fucking sitting there drawing fucking attention to yourself and just, you know, you're in everybody's fucking way. I mean, there's probably someone's gonna, you know, one of these people is gonna write a fucking blog, who would complain or fucking write a blog about, you know, I'm fucking just minding my own business, getting these fucking dirty looks and shit, and just, you know, if you're gonna be a fucking, you know, fucking weirdo, I mean, guess what? I mean, that's gonna happen. I mean, people are gonna fucking stare at you when you're fucking just sitting there in the fucking open with a fucking dress. Cause, I mean, again, I mean, it's nothing to do with fucking, I don't give a shit what you're doing, but, you know, you kind of do a double take because you don't see fucking dudes in dresses every fucking day, you know? And it's just fucking like, and again, you're just fucking sitting there drawing fucking attention to yourself. I get fucking weird looks all the time. I don't need to wear a fucking dress, but, that's besides the fucking point. Anyway, fucking speaking of trannies, I get some news, actual video game news happened, and, kind of anyway, PlayStation held some kind of meeting, fucking press conference thing. I don't know. I didn't fucking watch it, but, I just read it around. I'm reading all the fucking highlights and shit, and, kind of glad I didn't watch it. It didn't seem like not much came out of there anyway, or anything that fucking was good or would have fucking interested me anyway. Main thing, I was like, ah, cool, fucking Mass Effect Andromeda, the new Mass Effect game footage, finally, like real game footage. And, you know, all they'd shown so far was trailers, but all you get from the PlayStation thing is fucking, you know, 3 minutes of footage, which would be all right, but, what this show is basically, it was basically a fucking tech demo, and it barely showed fucking anything. And, to be honest, I thought it kind of looked like shit. And, I don't want to dismiss the game like outright just based on, you know, 3 minutes of fucking gameplay they showed to show off their whatever the fuck, their new console there, fucking PS Pro, which I'll get into later. But I mean, it's kind of like, oh, look how good the, you know, PS Pro can look, and here's Mass Effect Andromeda, and it's like, not too impressed. I mean, obviously, if I, you know, I'm not fucking looking at it at a fucking 4K TV, HDR, fucking whatever. But if it was, as far as, like, you know, the first show in a Mass Effect, it's like, that's pretty fucking garbage. It didn't fucking show much. And what they showed just wasn't putting their best foot forward. I don't think as far as the game went, visually, like the art style and so it looked, I thought it looked a lot like Destiny. Just, you know, the one planet they showed anyway is, all mechanical and like hex based, like everything's all kind of like made out of hexes and whatever. It's all like green tinted and shit, and the character, you know, character models, you know, weren't very impressive either. And they're showing, like, you know, the actual gameplay, there's just platforming, and that looks pretty bad. I mean, even again, like the hour record I played, like the first time I jumped, I'm like, oh, that's all right, pretty standard platform. And you see like the Mass Effect, it's just like, oof, I don't know, looks pretty bad. So I don't know about Mass Effect at this point from what they showed. You know, my long history of loving the original Mass Effect, thought it was fucking amazing. One of the best RPGs I've ever played. And then huge letdown with the second game, and then the ending of the third being fucking dog shit. I mean, this one again is fucking like high highs and fucking low lows to that fucking series for me. And what I've seen so far of Andromeda doesn't look great, so it could go either way. I don't know, but again, this wasn't like a video like showcasing Mass Effect the game really. So who knows? But again, just not putting their best foot forward as far as selling me on the game. Then they showed some little bit of footage from the new Spider-Man game from Insomniac, I believe. Whatever, the guys did fucking Sunset Overdrive and whatever the fuck else. Ratchet and Clank, some, whatever. But no, not much to go by as far as gameplay. Again, it's just fucking like, here's some tech demo for HDR and whatever. So, whatever. And then they showed, more Horizon Zero Dawn, and it's showed quite a bit of that already, and I feel like the game's been out for a couple years at this point already, just because people won't shut the fuck up about it. The game itself looks okay. I mean, just kind of a generic fucking mix of Far Cry Primal and fucking Uncharted, I guess, or something like that, but whatever, I don't know. I'm kind of interested. I don't understand people are like flipping the shit over it. I mean, it looks good, but just the gameplay just looks like any other like open world action game type thing. But again, Far Cry Primal was really good. You know, this fucking kind of looks like that, just with fucking robots and whatever. Then the big, in quote, the big news is fucking, get ready for a new console kind of thing, the fucking PlayStation 4 Pro, which instead of the Neo, you know, PS4 Pro, which I think is a pretty dumb fucking name. What was the Neo? PlayStation Neo. This is what this is. Leaked months ago, and it's basically a PS4.5. They're saying it has double the GPU power, so you can run games at higher settings, either better resolution, better frame rate, or whatever, mix and match. They're saying it's up to the developers to figure out what they want to do with the extra power, and I say it's going to play the same PS4 games. You know, then it's going to be no exclusives for the Pro. I said before when they were talking about the Neo and the Scorpion and all that shit, it's like, yeah, they say that now, but who knows? I mean, maybe it's that'll be a thing. I mean, if they don't do it, I mean, you just, I don't know, I just don't see a need for, if that's the case, like, if you're going to be like, fucking whatever, a couple games are just really going to take advantage of this, and it's going to be fucking exclusive, like, we couldn't do it in the PS4 or whatever, launch like Xbox One, like something like that, like I'd be like, maybe, I mean, it's kind of shitty, but maybe down the line I'd get it. It's just this, they're just like, no, everything's going to be the same, it's just going to be a little higher settings, like I don't fucking care, like, you know what I mean, I have the fucking consoles already, like it's just fine for me, I'm just fucking, I see no point. But that was about it for that's about it for the PS4 Pro. I mean, it's pretty much a half step up from a shitty console already. Yeah, I'm not fucking ranking on the PS4 in particular, just this whole generation of fucking systems is pretty shitty. I don't see a fucking need for it, but I suppose if you didn't have a fucking PS4 yet, and you want to spend that extra $100 for, you know, slightly better graphics, it's an option, I guess. I mean, whatever, take your pick. I mean, pay a little bit more, get a little bit fucking better graphics, maybe, and sure, if you don't have one already. But as far as fucking, like, anybody already has one, upgrade, and I mean, like I said, me personally, I have no fucking interest in it, so fuck it. A funny thing that I found about the console, the PS4 Pro, is it, it's got, it supports 4K and HDR, which they put out that slim model of the Xbox One, Xbox One S, and that came out, whatever, a little bit ago, a month ago or something. They're also saying some fucking weird thing, like they're going to do a firmware update for the PS4, where it's like, oh, well, we can do that too in the fucking PS, like the regular PS4. So again, it's like one less reason, like, why the fuck would I buy this fucking stupid Pro thing? I don't know. Again, I'd have to work on getting the 4K TV first for any of that shit to matter. But the thing with the Pro, the PS4 Pro, is you can't play 4K Blu-rays in the fucking thing. Only for streaming. You can only, if you want to watch a movie in 4K, you can't just go and buy a ultra high definition fucking Blu-ray. You can't do that. You can only stream it from like Netflix or whatever. So, I mean, you got a nice fucking 4K HDR capable TV, and you're supposed to use this fucking $400 machine to stream compressed fucking 4K Netflix into it. I mean, I'm not that much of a fucking snob, I don't buy fucking Blu-rays and shit that much, very rarely. I don't really give a shit. But if somebody was fucking super picky about their, visual fidelity, and that's why they're gonna run out and buy a PS4 Pro or a fucking whatever Xbox One S and be like, I want fucking just something to show off this, nice TV I have. Why wouldn't you put in the ultra high definition fucking Blu-ray player? Like, that's ridiculous. Like, it's if you go through fucking Netflix or whatever, it's gonna look worse than if you have a fucking straight up DVD or whatever DVD fucking high definition Blu-ray. Everything's fucking compressed. Obviously, it's fucking compressed on the fucking Blu-ray and shit. The picture's compressed, but looks a hell of a lot better than fucking streaming. I mean, you fucking whatever. I stream Netflix and whatever, just 1080p, and it's still like, artifact in and fucking like whatever, and that type of shit. Fucking, you have like the glitches and shit on the screen and like that type of bullshit. I can only imagine with fucking 4K, And plus, if it's that, if you're that fucking picky, you're gonna notice that shit. So I don't know. Why didn't they fucking put the 4K Blu-ray player in it? I mean, probably just to cut the cost down, I'm guessing. That seems really dumb, and fucking is one of those things. It's like, if I have to remind you of the fucking the shitstorm fucking from all the fucking hardcore Sony fanboys, and the fucking Xbox One was announced, and they were they're pushing. The whole thing was they were pushing fucking digital content and fucking you had to fucking check in, online check in, and but if you do that, you can, if you buy a physical game, you get the digital and the physical and blah blah blah, like whatever. It's not worth going into too much because it obviously didn't fucking happen, but because of faggots. But I've talked to you before. I mean, if you remember that bullshit fucking whatever 3 years ago. Yeah, I mean, fucking, fucking Sony fed into that. They made these fucking troll fucking videos about, we love fucking physical media. Oh, you can swap discs with your friends like you always could, and fucking, And then all the Sony fags fucking eat that shit up and just fucking regurgitate it. And, all these people, I'll never go fucking digital, and fucking, it's all physical media. Rah, rah, rah. I fucking love physical media, and fucking, I live in a fucking submarine down by the fucking river. I have no internet connection. How am I gonna play my fucking games? I can't do the check-in and see all this shit. Like, fucking, my internet's garbage, and, I only use discs, and why would, taking away our rights and all this shit, and, look what Microsoft's trying to fucking do, and, but now since Sony's doing this, and it's fucking like, you want fucking 4K fucking video, you gotta stream it, and, all this shit, like, nobody uses, fucking, nobody buys fucking Blu-rays anymore, apparently, fucking, why would you do that, and everything's digital now, and it's Sony, so, it's okay, I don't fucking care personally. I'm fucking all digital anyway, but, hooray for fucking hypocrisy is all I can say. And that was fucking all the, pretty much the notable fucking Sony news out of that, whatever the fuck that was, conference, fucking meeting, whatever the fuck they called it. big event, fucking nothing good. I mean, really? I mean, a couple of really shitty things that I can, like, oh, man, that fucking looks like shit. But, I'm pretty glad I didn't waste my time actually just sitting down and fucking watching the whole thing. Instead with my time, I watched an hour-long PAX panel. I think it was PAX West panel from Gun Media. And they are the team making the Friday the 13th game, which I've talked about a lot for about a year at this point. And needless to say, it won't be fucking, I'm not going to fucking review the fucking Friday the 13th game. I'll talk about it and shit, but I backed it on fucking Kickstarter for way too much money, and I have some kind of integrity, just a little bit. So I won't be doing that, you know. But I watched that fucking the panel from PAX, and it was really good. I've been following it for a fucking year, so a lot of the shit they were talking about, I'd heard before, and you know, the fucking attention to detail from the Friday the 13th fucking movies, and they're all fucking fans and all that shit, and just, you know, how different it is to make a, you know, making a kill in the game, you know, trying to recreate like a kill from the movie, then like, all right, well, we got to do this in the game. How is this going to work? And, it's different because it's going to look good from every angle. It can't just be like, all right, well, it's going to fucking whatever, you know, close up on somebody's fucking eye getting gouged out. It's like, it's going to be like full animation of, you know, fucking people could be seeing it from any angle, depending on where they're looking. So, but I mean, the team, that, you know, again, a lot of shit I'd heard before, but the team still seems fucking super pumped about making the game, and just all obviously fucking just hardcore fucking Jason fans, which is great. The funny thing I thought just from the panel was they have Tom Savini up there on the, you know, sitting there talking. They're directing mostly attention towards him because, you know, he's a special effects fucking legend, and he's used to, you know, you can tell he's fucking used to conventions and panels and people, you know, asking him questions and shit. So they're kind of holding them up a little bit, which they should. I mean, he's fucking, again, he's a fucking legend of fucking horror, fucking gore effect. So, I met fucking Tom Savini once, and he was kind of a dick, but whatever. I mean, they're taking questions from the audience, and it's PAX. It's a video game show, so everyone's asking pretty good questions about, you know, game mechanics and game balancing, and you know, it's a multiplayer game, so how are they gonna handle griefers, and decent questions from the crowd, and almost every time, you know. Somebody from Gun Media, fucking whatever, like a designer or fucking whatever, a programmer, starts answering like a game related question, and almost every time, fucking Tom Savini just fucking butts in and he's fucking going off on these long rambling fucking tangents about making the movies, and you know, it has nothing to do with the game, and that was pretty funny. I mean, don't get me wrong, that's cool. I mean, it's a game based on the fucking movies, and it's just hilarious him just fucking going on fucking, he's going like straight into fucking, like, you know, horror convention fucking Q&A mode, and says no clue what he's talking about as far as the game goes, and he's making these references that I'm sure like 90% of the fucking geeks there at the fucking panel have no idea what the fuck he's talking about. Half the time I didn't know what the fuck he was talking about, and I'm a pretty big fucking movie buff. He's like, oh, you know, fucking these fucking stories about, oh, getting insulted by Don Rickles is a fucking honor and shit. It's just like, wow, dude, that's like fucking like old school. Like, you know what I mean? That wasn't fucking relevant like fucking 30 years ago, but, it's just like cringy fucking funny shit. Like fucking hearing him. But they showed the trailer, the kill montage that I put up on the site. I just fucking threw it up there, like, I don't know, like fucking, like, I just fucking just threw it. It was some weird thing, you couldn't fucking embed it. I don't know. I won't get fucking too crazy again. I'll keep it moving, keep it snappy. But it's up on Grunt Free Press if you want to check it out. Just Jason killing a bunch of people, and you know, the 80s VHS type one, the fucking, you know, it's like a music video, and then they showed this test environment for Jason is pretty great. I mean, it's just, you know, Jason clones, you know, lined up doing kill animations, like every kill in the game they have, I think, at that point. Just, you know, he's just lined up fucking whatever, you know, 50 of them, 50 Jasons all at once, just killing fucking counselors, like fucking just like on a loop. Is pretty good. Yeah, I mean, they're still not giving a concrete date for the game. Just, you know, still saying fall of 2016. I watched some other fucking random video on it, and they mentioned it was October 26th, but again, no, nothing official, so who knows? They might have just heard that somewhere and fucking repeated it until I hear it from fucking Gun Media, like an official date. Who knows? I'm still like... kind of iffy if it's actually going to come out in fucking October or not. I don't know, of this year, but I mean, they're moving along. I mean, they're fucking, going pretty fucking quick. I mean, and fucking what they went from fucking pretty much nothing to what they had there. And I don't know, fucking, well, there's 10, 11 months at this point, but I mean, they've fucking done a lot of work, and it looks fucking good, so far. But I'm still waiting for fucking beta code, which where I fucking backed it on Kickstarter. I mean, they're supposed to send me a fucking code to play the beta, but they were giving out fucking codes at the fucking panel. There was like fucking like, oh, everybody in the lineup were giving out fucking beta codes. So, hopefully that starts soon. I mean, behind the scenes of Grunt Free Press, I was kind of hoping, like, you know what I mean? When that shit comes out, the beta comes out, I'm going to hit it pretty fucking hard again, just because I'm fucking, really interested in the game, and like legitimately want it to be fucking good. So I mean, if I'll fucking geek out for whatever fucking month or whatever, a week, however the fuck long it is, and fucking really just get in there and fucking play for hours and hours, and hopefully, again, if it's good, unless it's fucking like garbage, and I'll tell you if it's fucking garbage. But you know, I'd fucking like, oh, here's a problem, like, fucking, can you guys do this? Like, I'd really fucking go to like whatever the forums, fucking feedback, and really like fucking be that queer who fucking writes, like, you know, pages and pages of fucking notes and shit and just whatever. But so still waiting. I mean, it's fucking the middle of September, and no word on when the game's coming out or when they're fucking starting the beta, or no, you know, no code, no nothing. So might be a weekly bit of fucking, did I get my Friday the 13th beta code yet? And this week, no, I did not. What I did play and what I did pay for and play what I played, if I can find my lighter, they had like another thing you get from the fucking Kickstarter, which I didn't get when I first fucking like went into it, was a virtual cabin thing. I mean, it was like $15, and you just, the way they were fucking describing it, it is fucking like, oh, it's just like a museum. You walk around looking at fucking like art assets from the game and shit. And, now as I was fucking, again, I fucking bought the game fucking three times on three different fucking platforms, you know, and I'm just fucking like, oh, I was fucking, I'll wait for the game, like whatever. And now I'm fucking like, oh, still waiting for my fucking beta code, like whatever. It didn't really interest me, but I'm like, ah, whatever. I'll just fucking spend the $15 and just fucking grab it. And, again, you're just fucking walking around a lodge in a small little, outside area with fucking, you know, wooded fucking area. It is, it's just fucking, just like, oh, here's fucking what the game is kind of gonna look like, and just fucking check some shit out. Some, a little, couple, interactive things you can fuck around with, but, not really a game, again, just fucking, you know, just fucking, just, here, just check the shit out that we're making, is pretty much what it is. And, yeah, for $15, I'd say, you know, and it's not a game, it's still better than Gone Home anyway, so that's something. You know, I was worried about fucking, you know, hey, fucking PC shit, fucking, you know, controller support, is that going to work? Or, you know, can my PC fucking run it? But it seems okay. I mean, it's a little fucking chunky, but it's fucking playable. And Xbox controller worked right off the bat, so that's a good thing. I mean, fucking some shit doesn't work, like fucking some buttons don't work, or, you know what I mean? There's no, like, prompt to even go up and, you know, you can go up to a radio to be like, oh, hit E, whatever, E to fucking start it, and then fucking, like, whatever, left and right to fucking, like, change channels, and it's like, ah, I can't do that on the controller, I have to fucking hit the keyboard or whatever. But, at least the controller works, you know what I mean, that's something. And, So, I mean, the what it is, the fucking virtual cabins, you start, you know, start off in, you know, the main room of the cabin. You can look out the windows, you see fucking Crystal Lake and, you know, the dock from, like, Part 3 and shit, and, you know, a lifeguard tower up there, and, you know, every now and then, fucking just randomly, you'll hear the fucking chee-chee-chee, you know, that fucking sound from fucking, you know, from Jason. You fucking look out and fucking Jason will be in the fucking woods, like, walking by and shit. Just walks by, like, doesn't do anything, obviously. Just, again, just fucking little Easter eggs and fucking art assets, the showing off and shit. You know, there's a table with a fucking hockey mask and shit on there, you know, fireplace in the room. You know, talked about the radio, you can turn it on and listen to, you know, a few songs from the soundtrack, you know, 80s fucking cheesy shit, and a couple ones from fucking Harry Manfredini. That's the dude's name. Is it fucking Harry Manfredini? I've actually kind of been going to fucking Jason Hole and been listening to, like, podcasts and shit about fucking Friday the 13th. I thought it was fucking Harry Manfredini. Is I fucking whatever. I used to fucking make fun of that name all the time. And fucking, you know what I mean? Fucking back when I was watching him fucking a long time ago. Fucking whatever. But I don't know. Might be something different. Might be fucking Henry something. I don't know. Whatever. I'm just going to keep calling him Harry Manfredini. He's got a couple, you know, as a dude who did the original fucking soundtrack for the old fucking Friday movies. And yeah, so you get that, you get him, some fucking hair, you know, hair bands, fucking, and then there's, you know, commentary from the fucking developers you can listen to, and, you know, just pick the track on the radio and just fucking plays and whatever. You can walk around and do shit. Couple rooms around there that are locked. There's a bathroom and a fucking kitchen. It's just locked. And, you know, I guess, yeah, the virtual cabin thing, I guess, has been, you could go into it for a while, obviously, but they've been, like, gradually, like, unlocking shit, like, every week or so, week or two. There's just fucking, like, oh, we added more shit, we unlocked a fucking door, like, whatever. So those two are still locked, but, there's a counselor room that has, models of the fucking, the counselors, obviously, you know, the teenagers, and it's, like, five of them there, and then, you know, a few spots that say reserved. And again, just let's be like random shit thrown around, just fucking all your fucking art assets in there, just fucking, you know, fan service shit, like, you know, archery fucking targets from Part 2, whatever, I think it was 1 or 2, and, you know, welcome to fucking Crystal Lake, like that, signs in that room. And then there's like an item room. There's the fucking big boat in the middle of it. You can turn the engine on and shit, and just showing some, you know, weapons that, you know, Jason's gonna use or whatever. Maybe the counselors. I don't know. Where's my beta code? But, you know, fucking axes, fucking hatchets, bats and shit, pipes, all that shit. And I'm not gonna bore you too much. I mean, again, just fucking art assets, whatever. You know, you can go outside. There's a fucking, you know, whole, like, little wooded area. You just fucking open a door and step outside, and there's a campfire there and fucking an outhouse. And you open up the fucking outhouse, there's a counselor with a fucking machete in his fucking chest and shit. And a little graveyard, fucking Pamela Voorhees fucking grave. You know, it's just, again, it's just art assets, just fucking showing you, like, oh, this is what the game's gonna kind of look like. Well, whatever, fuck around, walk around, fucking look at shit. And and you can go, there's a, go into a basement, and there's they call it the Jason room. It's just for what it sounds like. And, you know, glass display cases with Jason models inside of them. And you got the pillowcase fucking one from Part 2 with the fucking, you know, sack over his head. The eye hole cut out and shit. The fucking big dude from fucking Part 3. And, you know, the zombie model from fucking Part 7 with the, you know, exposed fucking spine and shit. And the chain around his neck. And again, it's fucking just, it's all art asset shit. Just all looks really good. Like, whatever. There you go. That was your audio tour of the Friday the 13th virtual cabin. Like, I thought it was pretty fucking neat just to fuck around with it a little bit, and just, and again, just seeing shit come together. And not something I would recommend, fucking, you know what I mean? I wouldn't fucking, oh, go check it out, go spend fucking $15 on it, unless you're fucking as gay for fucking Jason as I am, or, you know what I mean? It's fucking, It's not a fucking game, but again, if you're somebody who like fucking Gone Home, this is the best Gone Home you've ever fucking played, even though it's, you know what I mean, it's not even supposed to be a game. But again, basically a fucking Friday the 13th museum. So if that interests you, check it out. If not, don't, because I mean, yeah, again, not really a game. Where's my beta code? One's got a money, the other one's got a dick. I can suck her off, and I can fuck the other. That bitch has got a dick, and I should love her. Sucking one hand, fucking two.
What you can do, kill it on it too. Stick it to him, Johnny. That could be you. Show him what you got.
Welcome back to the Grunt Free Press Podcast, and let's talk about my rage, or more accurately, let's talk about Id Software's Rage, the game. I finished Rage, and man, that game's fucking awesome. I remembered from playing it before I played when it first came out, and I remember there was a weird ass ending, but I totally forgot there was this whole second half of the game where you board like an airship and you fly to a second part of the map and start off in this second city, and it starts getting less Mad Max clone and more more I don't know, it'd be like fucking hard sci-fi, you know. It switches from like fucking post-apocalyptic like that shit to just like more like high-tech sci-fi shit. The city you're in, it looks like it'd be the slums of Blade Runner's L.A. or whatever the fuck that was, L.A. I'm pretty sure it was L.A. In Blade Runner. Gameplay-wise, is, you know, basically the same game and, you know, same shit as the first hubs that you run into. You know, the one main one in the fucking first part of the game. It's like, yeah, it's the same shit's in this new one. You get a vendor and you know, a vendor you go to buy some shit, you know, buy and sell shit, and there's a few more racing tiers to go through. There's a bar you can go to. You play the same card game. Fucking bartenders gives you fucking quests and money for killing enemy fucking vehicles out in the wasteland, and yeah, I mean, just really, it's almost like just like a fucking background change, pretty much. Like, a different city, but you're doing mechanically is the same shit. You're still fucking, you know what I mean? You're still doing all the same shit. Although, as you go on, you start doing more missions and side missions and fucking progressing the story. It gets, you know, it starts changing up. Like, you go out in the ways, do something, come back, and then, like, you know, some shit will change, like, subtly or fucking, not even subtly, but, you know what I mean, in, like, steps. It almost, you know, it starts getting, like, darker, and the main, overall fucking, like, force that you're fighting against in the game, the authority, they're pretty much just fucking, like, like a police fucking, you know, heavily armed fucking police, what the fuck you call them? Like, fucking the bad guys in the game, like, the, you know, the evil fucking corporation, pretty much, and they start taking over the city, like, little by little as you fucking, as you're progressing, and they start, like, shutting down some shops and be like, all right, you know, you can play fucking dice on the street here, then you fucking come back from mission and, like, oh, no, those guys are gone, and this fucking, you know what I mean, the authority guys will be standing there fucking blocking a fucking hallway you can't get by, and, it reminded me a little bit of the new Deus Ex, kind of, where it's fucking, you know, and Deus Ex, like, it's literally getting darker, it's fucking turned to fucking night, and, you know, then it starts, like, raining, and fucking, you know, the city starts getting taken over, and it's fucking, eventually it's all, like, hostile in Deus Ex. It's not quite like that in fucking Rage. Again, it's just more like, they're blocking off fucking paths and shit. It's more like a flavor thing, but, yeah, but that part of the game of Rage, the second part, I mean, I call it, like, the second half, but it's not, I wouldn't say it's, like, a second half, really. It's just, maybe, like, I don't know, I'd say it's more like the back third of the game, maybe even, like, the last, like, quarter of it, you know? The enemies are getting harder, so, you know, you end up having to use, you know, heavier weapons and fucking armor piercing bullets and shit, and you blow through that shit, like, real fast. So it's like you go off on a little side mission, almost. Yeah, we got to make sure you're all, like, stocked up and shit, and keeping your inventory fucking full of, like, you know, all your good shit, all your fucking sniper ammo, your armor piercing fucking bullets and all that. Hey, make sure you're stocked up before you go out, and then you fucking just end up blowing through most of it. So it's like, fuck, I gotta go back and fucking you know, buy more and fucking sell all my junk and all that shit. I mean, if you don't, you're kind of fucked. Or, that's that. And, the ending of the game is really fucking weird. I remember that pretty right. You end up having to infiltrate the city itself. Super fucking high tech. They're wearing these fucking, you know, you're fighting fucking mutants they're creating. It's like, you know, like, you fought the fucking mutants before in the Waste, but now they're, like, these fucking weird, like, cyborg fucking robotic fucking mutants with, you know, armor strapped to them and shit, and they have, like, fucking laser beams on their fucking eyes. They're shooting fucking, like, plasma at you and shit. It's just, you know, that mission's not that involved. I mean, it's pretty much just one single fucking level that feels like it's been ripped from a completely different game, like, I don't know, like, fucking, like, it's out of, like, Quake or something, or something like that, and, you know, everything's all fucking metal, and, you know, all the enemies have these fucking laser weapons and shit, and, then the game ends on this cliffhanger, and, you access this computer, and it fucking shows, like, I think it's, you know, the main fucking story of the game is whatever, like, you're a guy, like, fucking, like, oh, they put you up in this fucking, they call it, like, an arc. It's like a pod they put up in space, like, before, you know, an asteroid hit the Earth, and fucking that's what caused, like, you know, the fucking, the wasteland and all that shit, fucking storied civilization. But, before that happens, they fucking, you know, send these pods up in space, and fucking they inject fucking, nanobot fucking technology into fucking these dudes so they can fucking, like, heal themselves and, like, whatever, so they can survive when they come back down to, like, repopulate. Like, that's the fucking main story. But so you're one of those guys, but then fucking so you end up fucking at the end, you fucking access this computer, and it shows you where everybody else is that's fucking like you and, like, whatever. It's just supposed to be it's hinting that, like, you know, you're going to fucking activate all these fucking pods, and all the other survivors are going to come out of them, and, then all you can fucking, like, you know, form a resistance and take down the authority or whatever. And yeah, so you fucking do that, you hit the fucking button, and it's, you know, again, they're fucking hinting at this big conflict, you know. You know, shows all the fucking, where all the pods are on the fucking, the world map, and then it just fucking, like, it just ends, this fucking credit set going on, and fucking that's it, and, sit through the credits, and it just dumps you back into the world, and you can fucking, you know, whatever, you can just roam around, clean up any side quests you didn't do, and, that's it. I mean, fucking, that's, you know, it's, again, it just fucking just ends on the cliffhanger, and, still waiting on a sequel. I mean, fucking 5 years later, fucking where's my Rage 2? Still waiting on it. Of course, nowadays they'd end up fucking remaking the first, you know, the Rage, the fucking, the original game, and they should do that. I mean, fucking, again, I'm not big on fucking remakes for the most part, but it's fucking, like, you know, even, like, fucking whatever, like, they got, like, the Skyrim and the fucking Bioshock ones coming out. I mean, those are games I really like, but it's like, I've fucking already played those games. I already fucking have them, so, and they run fine, like, on a, you know, on a fucking PC. It's just like, yeah, it's fine. I mean, whatever. I mean, you can fucking update them, make them look better, I guess, but, I mean, I'm fine with it, you know, like, fucking, don't have a problem with it. It's not like they run like garbage, but fucking Rage runs like shit, you know, and fucking, like, it could use a fucking good, like a good fucking remake, you know. Yeah, and then fucking, you know, before they do the sequel, they'd pull that, do the remake, and then, you know, they'd pull the fucking, you know, we want to see how much interest there is in the franchise, so make sure you buy this, and if you don't hit some fucking number that we make up, you know what I mean, we won't do the sequel, but make sure you buy it, and make sure your friends fucking buy it, and blah, 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 all that shit, and I'd buy it. I wanted to, even if they didn't do the fucking sequel, I'd want a fucking, like, really nice running fucking Rage. It'd be amazing. But yeah, fucking vultures. So I wrote a review fucking for Rage. It's up on gruntfreepress.com, and it's nowhere else. Just Grunt Free Press exclusive Rage review. Cause, so yeah, Steam decided to be a fucking, cunt again, and, won't let me post the fucking review on there. And I don't know why the fuck it does that. Sometimes I did it before with fucking, like, XCOM, I think some other game, or it's just fucking, like, you know, I'm like, whatever. I mean, fuck, if I play a game on fucking Steam, I'll fucking review it on Steam and my fucking site, obviously, but, yeah, I don't know. I just fucking random ones, fucking out, go to post it, and fucking just hangs up, won't fucking post, doesn't matter what the fuck, like, I fucking, like, ah, too long, maybe I'll fucking cut out, even though I fucking seen, like way longer reviews on there. I fucking posted longer reviews than my fucking Rage one. I'll cut out, like, a fucking paragraph, try it again, and fucking, like, nope, just not gonna let you post. I don't know, like, whatever. Grunt Free Press exclusive, fucking hot scoops, fucking Rage interview, Rage review. There you go. So, I beat that, I was fucking feeling pretty good, like, it's fucking good. I just fucking played two really good games in a row, fucking Deus Ex and fucking Rage, fucking really like these video games I've been hearing so much about. Then I tried to get into, The Flame and the Flood again, which I talked about it when I originally tried playing it, like, I don't know, months ago. That didn't go so well. I dropped off the game before because it was, yeah, I thought it was just way too much, like, you know, fiddly fucking inventory management and fucking crafting shit, and just, I didn't think it was very fun. So, you know, still had it installed. I'm just like, fucking, like, I'll save it. I'll leave it installed. Fucking, like, whatever. Leave it for a fucking rainy day. Fucking nothing else to play. And so I tried to give it another shot, and I started playing it, and just fucking, like, hey, they did some work to it. I mean, they fucking, you know, they made the UI fucking cleaner. It's fucking easier to fucking use and shit. And, You can use the D-pad to fucking flip through items and use them without fucking, you know, you don't gotta fucking pause the game, go into your fucking backpack and get what you want, you know what I mean? So there's fucking, like, they cleaned it. I'm like, sweet, they cleaned it up, fucking, they, you know, it seems like they know what the fucking problem is with the game, of fucking just, like, all this menu bullshit and fucking, like, fiddly garbage, and so they tried fixing it, but I don't think they went far enough, because... Yeah, just the moment-to-moment gameplay is just still fucking boring as shit. I mean, Fucked around with it for a little bit, and then I just said fuck it and fucking uninstalled it, and fucking bad game. Flame of the Flood's a fucking bad game. And I feel kind of like conflicted when I fucking do that, because I'm aware of this, fucking well aware, fucking on my site it's fucking mostly positive fucking reviews, and if I stop playing all the fucking bad ones, you know what I mean, it just looks like, oh look, this guy fucking loves everything, like what is this fucking all positive reviews and shit. I mean, I'm not gonna get it. If I say a game's fucking bad or I didn't like it, it's really fucking bad, I didn't like it, because yeah, I mean, it just, to be honest with you, I think it actually says something even worse if I'm talking about on here that fucking, oh, I played this game and I didn't even fucking finish it. I couldn't fucking finish it. I was just so fucking bored. I think that's even worse than a fucking bad review. But I mean, hey, I'm not fucking obligated to fucking review everything I play, I guess. And yeah, the games I play and fucking just give up on, I don't even fucking bother. It's just they're so fucking unremarkable, I guess, that they're not even interesting to fucking to talk about or write about as bad games, I guess. Like fucking another one that's fucking, as I was looking through my Steam games, I'm like, oh yeah, Darkest Dungeon. That's what I've played. It's up there as one of the fucking Steam games I've played fucking the longest. It's like whatever, 25, 30 hours or some shit, like something like that. For Darkest Dungeon. But it's like, oh yeah, I played those fucking whatever 25, 30 hours and I fucking realize it's a fucking boring, shitty fucking grind fest, and it's just like, dude, it's like stopped. I'm like, dude, I'm not doing this shit, and like that's it. Like I don't have the fucking time to fucking waste on I don't have the time to sink my time into time sink, so let's just pretend the fucking game doesn't exist, you know what I mean? Fuck it. Yeah, again, it's just fucking, like, at this point, that is, like, a concern. I'm just fucking, like, oh, if I just play games that I'm interested in and I fucking like, and I'm only reviewing the ones I like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, what's that say, you know? But, again, I'm not fucking obliged. Fuck you. I don't have to fucking do it. I don't have to fucking do shit, and, there you go. But speaking of fucking shitty inventory management games that I might give up on and not finish, And remakes that I call back to the other, to Rage. Played some Resident Evil Zero HD remake or some shit like that. Whatever the fucking name is, but again, I was just fucking scrolling through games to play and fucking I can't commit to fucking anything because Deus Ex fucking broke me because it was so fucking good, and you know what I mean? It's fucking like after that game, just like one of those games, like whatever, like it's like The Witcher or something, where it's like I finish it, I'm just like, man, I don't think, like, what am I possibly gonna play that's fucking gonna top that, you know what I mean? It felt so good to fucking play through that, and it was so like well-crafted fucking game, Deus Ex, you know what I mean? It's fucking like, now what? now what do I do? So I played Resident Evil Zero, and I don't even think the fucking, I'm not a big fan of fucking Resident Evil, period. I mean, I'm not a big fan of pre-Resident Evil 4 Resident Evil, you know? But I mean, it's one of those series, I'm just fucking like, I know I'm not a big fan of these, but I'm gonna, kind of feel obliged not to review them so much, just fucking like, this is like, you know what I mean, I love fucking horror shit, I love fucking video games and fucking like whatever, like this should be fucking match made in heaven, but every time I try playing fucking Resident Evil games, like I don't have fun with them. Again, pre-Resident Evil 4, I'd play fucking Resident Evil 6 that everybody fucking hates, I'd play that fucking all day before I played fucking any of the older ones. I didn't think it was that bad. So I started playing Resident Evil Zero, fucking started up, and it looks kind of rough graphically. I mean, I played the remaster or whatever, the remake of the remake, or the remaster of the fucking remake of the original Resident Evil not too long ago, and yeah, that looked really good. I mean, it looked fucking sharp and fucking like, this looks really good. I mean, fucking, wasn't the GameCube originally, then they did whatever the fuck they did to fucking up-res that to look better, and looked really good. But the remaster of Resident Evil Zero, it fucking looks like a GameCube game. The cutscenes are pretty muddy, and some of the textures in game are fucking pretty blurry. And it's not awful. I mean, I'm not saying it's fucking like ugly and oh, it fucking looks like shit, but this definitely looks like a fucking GameCube game that just fucking up-res'd, you know. Real early on in the fucking game, I mean, the whole base of the fucking gameplay is, you know, they introduced the concept that you gotta control two characters. I mean, you control one fucking what the fuck is her name? Not fucking Jill. Rebecca and fucking some other faggot fucking Joel or whatever the fuck. I don't know. Doesn't matter. So you get these two characters you gotta control and fucking you know, swap between them, and you gotta fucking juggle their inventories separately and just fucking, you know, you're dropping shit on the ground to fucking make room, and then fucking like, ah, oh, swap this shit over to the other person, and fucking, oh, this person's gonna, oh, this guy's inventory is full, we gotta drop this, and fucking, oh, this guy can only carry this or do this. It's fucking, it's a fucking mess. It's pretty much fucking inventory management, the game. So it should have been the subtitle, and it's ridiculous. I mean, you constantly need to fucking pick more shit up than you can fucking carry, so it's fucking up, drop this on the ground, pick this up, swap this over to your partner, waste a couple rounds of ammo so you can free up some space to fucking, you know, grab this and, you know, combine this and that, and just fucking, just immediately it's fucking irritating and it's fucking infuriating within like the first like 10 minutes. I'm like, this fucking sucks. I mean, I don't understand how fucking anybody could think that's fun. I mean, going back to, you know, the good Resident Evils, like Resident Evil 4, fucking, that's got limited inventory space, and, you know, again, back to Deus Ex, I mean, that does too, but it's fucking like, you know what I mean, you gotta leave some shit behind in both of them, and fucking, you know, you can't carry everything and all that shit, but those games strike a balance, you know. It's not fucking, you don't gotta carry fucking a million things, whatever, Resident Evil 4 and that shit, and Deus Ex, if it's like a key item to fucking get, you know, progress in the fucking game, it's not going to count towards your inventory, you know what I mean? It's fucking, you know, you're just making choices about fucking like, ah, do I want to fucking do this? Like, what's the best? You know what I mean? It is fucking still like inventory management, but it's fucking, it's not terrible. It's not like fucking like, stop everything and fucking fiddle around with the bullshit. And yeah, it's not, Resident Evil Zero is not about choices, you know what I mean? It's just fucking like, oh, this, you need more shit than you can carry. What are you gonna do? Fucking, how much shit are you gonna fucking pile on the ground and fucking dick around with? It's ridiculous. It's fucking, it's a gameplay mechanic in fucking RE Zero. It's fucking, and it's not a good one. It's not a good mechanic. It's not fucking fun. I don't know. I don't know if I've played this game before on fucking GameCube. I don't know if I've told my Resident Evil Zero fucking horror stories, my fucking war stories from when the game originally came out and I played it on fucking GameCube, because what the fuck else am I gonna play on GameCube? But you know, I'll briefly recap here, if, in case I've said it before. If you don't care, but I played through the entire game, like fucking the entire fucking I played through to the end, fucking, it's probably like a 20 hour game, something like that. And even back then, wasn't a big fucking Resident Evil fan, but again, something to play on the GameCube, so whatever, I'll fucking sit here and I'll fucking play this game that's pretty garbage for fucking 20 hours and just see if it grows on me or if it gets better. But play through the game, get to the fucking last boss of the fucking game, and I end up fucking, I just don't have enough fucking ammo to fucking beat him, like, just straight up, like, fucking, oh, you can't pass this fucking, this ammo checkpoint, you know what I mean, this boss, you get to fucking dump a bunch of ammo in, you don't have enough, so guess what, that's it, I mean, you could fucking say, like, oh, you can pull some, like, glitchy shit and fucking, like, you know, exploit his fucking animations and fucking clip through him and fuck, you know what I mean, oh, you have a knife, don't you, why don't you just fucking knife him to death and, you know, fucking, yeah, knife him for a fucking hour, and you know what I mean, just, no, fuck you, dude, it's fucking, this is bullshit, like, I'm fucking sitting there, like, I tried doing that, I'm just fucking, like, oh, I dumped every fucking round of ammo I have in his fucking face, and now I'm sitting there fucking knifing him for fucking 20 minutes, but eventually I'm gonna fucking die, you know what I mean, it was fucking terrible. Just fucking, you know, again, just fucking, oh, he has an ammo check. What do you got? Nope, not enough. All right, well, you're fucked. Oh, what are you going to do now? You're going to keep banging your head against the wall? You're going to fucking reload the game? And just fucking, like, and, yeah, you know, I fucking at that point, I had fucking this crazy fucking stockpile of weapons and ammo and shit, like, a few screens back, like, whatever. I remember having fucking, like, you know, again, being fucking ultra careful and just fucking, oh, I have fucking grenade launchers and fucking machine guns and just a million things, but you can only carry so much because of the fucking dumb inventory shit. Just ammo at the fucking ass, but I mean the way the game's set up is it's fucking oh blocked me off of you know blocked you off so you're gonna get back there and fucking oh reload a save and I was careful about that too but just fucking the way fucking the shit was set up like I couldn't and the way I saved like I couldn't fucking get back no way I'd get back and just get my shit like it was fucking ridiculous. So it's to the point where it's like, oh, I fucking 20 hours in this fucking game that's pissing me off and fucking now I'm fucking whatever, flipping out and I would have had to start the entire fucking game over and you know, start from the fucking beginning, you know what I mean? And I did not, I decided not to do that. I just said, fuck this game sucks, it's fucking terrible design. Never play this piece of shit again, and I didn't. I said, fuck it. I very rarely fucking do that again. I talked about fucking, you know, Flame of the Flood, where it's fucking, like, I wasn't, like, frustrated at the game. Just, you know, I'm not like, I'm like, it's just like, I'm bored of this. I'm not going to fucking play it, or, like, Darkest Dungeons. Like, oh, this is a fucking boring game. Right? Resident Evil Zero is a fucking boring game. I was just, like, to the point where it's like, all right, well, if I'm at the end, I'm going to fucking go through it, but I just said, fuck it, and that was it. Didn't play it, like, fucking, again, it's fucking, I had, like, 5 fucking GameCube games, but guess what, that one's fucking going in the fucking trash, because it's fucking garbage, so, never played it again until now, and I'm already fucking regretting that. You know, I got through the fucking first level of the game that, you know, takes place in a train, and it's fucking, oh, I'm doing okay, and so still didn't think it was very fun, but you know, I'm fucking progressing. I'm like, yeah, I can do this. Like, whatever. It's fucking not. It's fucking really boring and fucking terrible and fiddly, but I'll get through it. And again, keeping in the back of my head, like, oh, make sure you have fucking ammo fucking with you. Don't fuck yourself over. And at the end of the level, there's this countdown where it's like you have to go to a. You gotta send one character down the entire length of the fucking train to punch in a code, and it's fucking, you know, all dramatic, and there's these fucking, you know, cutscenes, and the train derails at the end after you finish it, and there's more cutscenes, then it's like, it dumps you into, like, a, you know, second area, you know, it's like, oh, fine, you know, it was alright, like, fucking whatever, it's a, you know, little, dramatic fucking moment, like, whatever, fucking... Then I'm fucking, you know, as I'm going through, I'm like, ah, it's been, after that, all that shit, it's been like fucking like 20, 30 minutes since I fucking saved, you know. So, you gotta save at fucking certain points at typewriters, you know, and I'm like, fucking, it's been quite a bit since I saved my game. So, I get to this new area, and I'm fucking, you know, I'm exploring it, you know, as carefully as I can. I'm looking for, you know, a typewriter to save, because it's fucking pre-Resident Evil 4 fucking Resident Evil game, and there's no fucking checkpoints yet. So, it, you know, hey, go down a fucking, you know, all these doors to pick from, I'm like, well, let's check this one out. Go down this one hallway out of, like, 6 possible ones, and hey, a fucking zombie thing fucking traps me, and there's fucking no way for me to fucking escape out of there, and the, you know, all the fucking doors are locked up, I can't escape, and hey, I die, and there's like fucking half an hour of progress lost because of some bullshit, you know, bullshit fucking beginner's traps, you know. It's like, oh, if I open another door, there's probably a fucking typewriter on the, you know, the door on the right, but hey, you chose to explore the one on the left, and fucking guess what, you get fucking trapped and you're fucking dead, and there you go, you wasted fucking half an hour of your fucking life. This is bullshit. Complete fucking bullshit. It's fucking. Right after that happened, I'm like, fucking, oh, fuck, no checkpoints. Fucking loaded up. Oh, I'm back on the train. Oh, just fucking exit the game. Fucking quit. I'm fucking done. Yeah. Again, I'm trying to fucking. I don't know. It's not good. Not a good fucking game. And again, I'm well aware of this shit. I'm well aware of all this fucking, I played like every fucking Resident Evil game. I know what the fuck, I know what bullshit to expect. And I played fucking this game before, and I'm going in like, expecting this bullshit. I'm still like, dude, this is fucking garbage. A load of fucking horseshit and fucking trial and error in my fucking dick. So I fucking play again. Fucking, I'm like, all right, I'm just gonna reload it. Fucking, you know, the next day, I'm fucking, I'll just grin and fucking bear it and just go through and, you know, get past that part. At this point, I've put like fucking 5-6 hours into it, and then fucking, hey, guess what? I'm just fucked. Like, I'm just completely fucked. I ended up fucking, you know, both of my characters are down to like one hit for like health. Like, if either of them get hit fucking once, they're both dead, and not much for ammo. And it's fucking like this. The same fucking room that killed me before, with the fucking the stupid fucking like zombie thing in it, and that fucking traps you in. I'm like, all right, well, I know not to go down there because, hey, fucking trial and error, so don't go down that fucking door until you, you know, a good save point. And so I'm smart, and I'm fucking stayed, but there's no fucking, you know, ammo or health anywhere in the fucking building. I use it all, fucking both my characters down to one fucking hit. And yeah, so I have to go down this fucking this hallway that fucking I know exactly what's there, you know. I just fucking it's have this one hit, so I don't know what the fuck I'm gonna do. A super powerful fucking cheap enemy blocking the way, you know. I try fucking like, hey, you know, half a dozen times doing different fucking strategies. So like, all right, I'll have both my fucking characters go in there and fucking back up into a corner and just unload with their fucking, you know, equip them with their fucking best weapons, fucking grenade launchers, fucking shotgun, like whatever, and have both of them fucking just fire, like get as far away from as they can and just fucking fire all their shit. And okay, I can't down them fucking fast enough, like, no matter what, doing that, like, fucking pump a bunch of bullets into him, he's fucking walking, and he fucking, you know, one fucking, like, screen-wide attack, and fucking, like, the one of them gets hit, and they fucking, you know, that's it, game over, fucking reload. Yeah, it's fucking, it's ridiculous. I'm fucking, like, then eventually I'm like, all right, do that, and I'm like, all right, I'm gonna put one fucking, you know, I'll leave one of them here, and I'll just try fucking running past the other one just so I can get by him, and fucking try that a bunch of times. I fucking die, and fucking die, fucking reload. And, you know, every time you fucking reload, it's, you know, you're fucking with shit. It's like, oh, I gotta fucking get this, you know, make sure I'm stocked up on ammo and shit, so I gotta fucking reload, fucking drop my fucking ink ribbon, fucking, you know what I mean, fucking drop that on the ground, go into the fucking menu, pick, you know, go to partner, pick solo, fucking exchange a bunch of ammo and shit, so I have, you know, all my partner's ammo is on this one fucking guy, and dropping shit on the ground, picking shit up, and it's fucking garbage, it's fucking, but eventually fucking do what I get by him, then fucking, hey, there's a room full of fucking 3 zombies in it, and, you know, they're all fucking off screen, you just hear the fucking moaning and shit, and fucking, like, oh, start firing at one up, here comes another one off screen, fucking hits me once, I die, fucking same shit, reload, just all this garbage. And eventually clear the remote, and just like, hey, guess what, after you did that, you need some other, another item from another room that, you know what I mean, you dropped it on the fucking floor, so hey, back out into the fucking hallway again, and, you know what I mean, still that fucking stupid super fucking monster shit there, and try fucking juking him again and fucking glitching through him, and it's ridiculous, you know. Then I'm like, oh, I did that, cool, fucking don't want to do that again, fucking save it, and just you know, die, reload, fucking, yeah, it just fucking sucks, and fucking finally get through all that shit, and then I get through all that shit after, like, whatever, just all that garbage. I'm like, all right, I finally did it, like, fine, like, you know what I mean, it's okay. Then I ended up at this fucking, this puzzle where there's a giant chessboard. You're supposed to move the, you know, I'm like looking, like, all right, there's a giant chessboard with giant fucking, you know, chess pieces. I'm guessing you gotta move them somehow, and like, all right, let's try it, fucking, I move one piece, nope, wrong piece, wrong way, guess what, fucking, you're poisoned now. It's like, dude, all right, awesome, I did a pretty shitty job of explaining that puzzle, like, you know what I mean, if you're supposed to move, you know, I didn't know, like, what fucking, am I supposed to be moving the black pieces, the white pieces, like, am I supposed to be trying to fucking avoid this shit, or what, like, fucking, it's just some random fucking cryptic note there. I was fucking like, ah, I just want to see what these pieces are to this puzzle before I even try to solve it, nope, move one thing, and nope, you're poisoned, and yeah, you know. Go reload, fucking fiddle around with the fucking inventory again, fucking, oh, just keep doing that till you fucking figure it out. Fuck that, dude. Fucking Resident Evil fucking blows. Resident Evil Zero in particular is fucking terrible. And So, needless to say, I was getting rather frustrated, and I was about to just say fuck it and just, you know, delete the game because I don't want to fucking deal with the bullshit. And you know what? And I'm like fucking. I'm like thinking like, yeah, I probably should do that. You know what I mean? To fucking save myself the bullshit. It's a fucking really terrible game, but. And then on the other hand, it's kind of like a 15-year-old grudge I have with the fucking game. And at this point, I've already sunk like 6-8 hours whatever into it, and I'm like, I'm going to try to get a fucking review out of it. Like, if I think at this point, if I fucking put like whatever another 20 hours into it, I'm really just fucking like ready to fucking blow my brains out. Maybe I'll write a review anyway without fucking finishing it. I don't know. And just mention that it's fucking complete dog shit, but. Again, just suffering for hours in the game, fucking wasting my time, and just, I don't know, I'm like, alright, well, let's fucking try this again, fucking restart the entire game on fucking easy, because I'm like, fuck, I was on normal before, but I'm like, well, maybe if I just do it on easy, at least I can fucking whatever, I'll get through it, that's something, and on easy, it's really fucking easy. I mean, there's fucking health and ammo all over the fucking place, and, you know, the regular enemies dropping, like, 2 or 3 bullets instead of, like, 5 or 6 or fucking 8, whatever the fuck, and so then it fucking it just swings too far in the fucking the other direction. It's, you know what I mean? Now it's fucking, like, I have, like, fucking nothing. I can just pump a million shots into this fucking dude. I have a million fucking handgun rounds, like, whatever. So, all in all, like, overall, is fucking, it's designed terribly, fucking balanced terribly, fucking designed terribly, fucking bad game. And again, because it's that easy, I mean, you're taking out the little bit of tension from fucking always being low on health and ammo, and then it starts really sticking out about just, it sticks out just how fucking boring the game is. It's fucking terrible. Is it just empty and you have, you know, piles of shit on the fucking ground, you're constantly fucking shuffling through. It's just fucking like, this is fucking terrible. This is really bad. And again, I'm not a fan of that era of fucking Resident Evil games, but they're usually playable at least. And you know, I get even though I don't like them that much, I always get like some kind of enjoyment out of them. It's just fucking but Resident Evil Zero, it just seems like it doubles down on like the worst parts of those fucking games. You know what I mean? Like all the shit I fucking can't stand in the fucking the old school, like, you know, Resident Evil games, like all the worst parts are like fucking, they amped up the bullshit in this and fucking like, it's not, you know what I mean? Like the shit I usually like the atmosphere and like whatever, and just fucking like, ah, whatever. It's kind of fun. Just fucking around shooting shit. Like, or like whatever, figuring out these fucking puzzles and fucking, everything is just, all the bad parts are all fucking doubled down. And you know what I mean? It's just like twice the bullshit and fucking Resident Evil Zero and none of the good shit. It's fucking really boring and fucking garbage. And, again, another thing was fucking with the Resident Evil game is fucking like, they're, you know, doing these fucking static screens. So, I mean, back then at least it was like, at least the game fucking like looks pretty, you know what I mean? Looks really good. And even though it was just a lot of static bullshit, but it's fucking like, at least it's fucking just, you know, nice looking fucking image. And you're fucking, you know, going to fucking like, that was like the main draw. And those games are fucking here. It's still like, it doesn't really look that good. And, you know, fucking gameplay's just sticking out. That's fucking awful. So, yeah, I mean, the inventory management sucks, but it's fucking, you know what I mean? In the other fucking Resident Evils, at least it was like fucking like, hey, you know, they gave you like the save rooms, or it's fucking, you can just throw all your shit in this fucking box, and you know what I mean? You throw it into a box, and if you find another save room, like, you can just grab whatever you need from the fucking box, and it was still fucking trial and error, but at least it made some kind of like sense. Like, it was just fucking like, whatever, I'm not fucking, I can fucking shit, you know, scroll through this bullshit, and it's not very fun, but it's fucking like, if I go up to a fucking spot and I fucking fail, like, you know, I just reload, and I know what I need, and like, whatever, I can kind of hoard like that. But it's, here it's fucking like, you can kind of do that, but guess what, you're gonna be juggling fucking two sets of fucking, way too small fucking inventories for these two characters, and, instead of just the one person that you're controlling, because that's fun, isn't it? Is this even more fun now? There's two people to fucking fuck around with and fucking fiddle with their bullshit, and you know, and instead of you know, having a nice, neat little fucking box to throw all your fucking shit in that you don't need. You can just fucking just throw it all on the fucking ground, just fucking make a mess and have fun trying to fucking pick up what you want. And just, it's a fucking disaster. It's awful. And again, because it's not all in one location, it's like, I threw all my shit in this box. It's like, I need to pick this up here, so I'm going to fucking throw this on the ground here just because I need to do that and to make room. And now it's fucking, I picked up what I needed and, you know, got a key or something, and now fucking I need what I dropped before. And hey, guess what? Now it's, again, fucking the other Resident Evil's like, it sucks having to fucking backtrack a million times, but yeah, here it's even fucking worse, you know? It's for you backtracking fucking to random places to pick up shit you had to fucking drop on the ground. It's terrible. It's a fucking terrible game. But I'm gonna try it up to persevere until the end, and who knows, maybe my mind will change. I fucking doubt it right now. But Resident Evil Zero, more like a Resident Evil Zero, I guess, as far as the name speaks for itself. I mean, they got that right anyway. I actually have a ton more shit, but I kind of just went off on a tangent, which is quite unlike me. But I am going to call. I'm going to call it a night and just say fuck it, and I'm going to go play some ReCore. Go to gruntfreepress.com is the website. I am Absolute Deicide. Don't forget to email podcast@gruntfreepress.com for any comments, concerns, feedback, death threats, whatever the fuck. podcast@gruntfreepress.com. And I'm gonna go. I have to go buy some pants.
Just a bit more than left in the wake of my personal score.